It sounds like our spring-like weather spurt this week is coming to an end, so enjoy the snow and ice and sleet-free day today, because it sounds like it's going to change this week, and more details on that coming up. And your opportunity to unofficially vote on a referendum question that our guest lawmaker wants on the ballot in Wisconsin. He's the author of a resolution that would let you decide via referendum if photo identification should be required at the polls. Do you want this on the ballot or not? Do you think that we should have to show a photo ID before voting or not? We'll talk about the issue in just a few minutes. But first, let me welcome in a special pledge drive guest, Assistant Talk Director Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. And this is really listeners' chance to vote for Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a goal during the 6 o'clock hour. We want to raise $2,000 by 7 o'clock. We do that to keep on track for the goal for the overall drive. And the number to call to get us started this morning, 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org.
Yes, Cheryl, and I want to encourage you to call in a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio during this, our winter pledge drive. You can call in a pledge, which is a contribution of any amount, and become a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association, and you help pay for this program and all of the programs that you listen to. The number is 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web at WPR.org. And we have a special thank you for any pledge called in this hour, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's right. Anyone who would like to contribute at any amount can ask for our 2007 Legislative and Congressional Handbook. And this is great. It's a little directory. It has names, phone numbers, addresses, websites for emails even for all of your state and congressional leaders. It has district maps if you want to take a look at that. It's really handy. We know that a lot of our listeners like to contact their representatives, mm-hmm. let them know what they think about issues, and this would be something certainly handy to have. Again, yours for a pledge at any level to 1-800-383-9772. Just let the volunteer know that you would like that handbook.
That's right. A pledge of any amount, any level. There really aren't any specific levels to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every single pledge helps pay for the programming, and every single pledge makes you a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. There is another thank you gift at the $120 amount, $10 a month or more. We will also send you the member benefit card for Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at many restaurants all around Wisconsin. I think it's over 250 by now. Also discounts for online shopping and discounts, tickets, 2-for-1 tickets for cultural events all around the state, theaters, museums, symphonies, and the like. Our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hey, I don't know about this online shopping. Is that new?
I don't think so. I think it's been there since the beginning. A few different websites offer discounts when you shop online with the member card, which you can get from Wisconsin Public Radio for your pledge of $10 or more a month. Thank you if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you if you've pledged this drive. But if not, please, now's a great time. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio for the value, for the quality, for the education and the entertainment. 1-800-383-9772 or quick, safe, easy online also at WPR.org.
And not only do you get those nice thank you gifts, the member benefit card for $120 pledge or the legislative and congressional reference guide or handbook at a pledge of any amount, but your pledge will help us reach that $2,000 goal that we have for this hour and help pay for this program and all of what you listen to, all of what you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org.
We'd love to hear from new members to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. If you're already a member, again, thank you so much. If you're a renewing member, thank you for your support. But maybe you've been listening drive after drive. Maybe you've been listening for a few years or a few months, you just discovered public radio. Whatever the case, we would love to hear from you, to welcome you into the Wisconsin Public Radio family, to become a listener, contributor, a supporter of the programming that you value. You're listening to Joy right now. You wake up with her each morning. Put a value on that. Put a dollar amount on that. We don't tell you how much to contribute. That's completely up to you. There's no minimum, no maximum. It's completely up to you, and that's we just want you to become a member. Become a member now. The number 1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
We like to talk politics on this program, which we will do this hour because we know you like to talk about politics. You like to talk about issues that are advancing in the state legislature, like this photo ID bill that we will talk about this hour. You like to talk about issues that are advancing in Congress, like bills dealing with the war in Iraq. You like to talk about issues coming up in the presidential campaign and discuss who should lead this country. We will do more of all of that in our Friday Week in Review program coming up this morning after 8 o'clock. How much is this forum of discussion worth to you? How much would you like to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio to keep this service coming your way? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It just takes a few quick minutes, whether you pledge online or over the phone. If you call in, a friendly volunteer will talk to you. They'll ask who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. They'll walk you through the process. Again, if you're interested in that legislative and congressional handbook, just let them know, and that'll be coming your way. You can pay with a credit card over the phone. We can send you a bill and you can send us in a check. We can set up an electronic funds transfer. It can come out of your checking account or your savings account every month or every quarter. We can set it up so many different ways. It's completely up to you. Whatever is easiest and best for you, the volunteer can walk you through that process. Please call now. Help us get going strong. This 6 o'clock hour, we want to raise $2,000 this hour. And the number to call, 1-800-383-9772. We really want to hear those phones ring.
Yeah, we need to raise that $2,000 to stay on track. Every hour has a goal of listener support that we need to raise to stay on track, to pay the bills, to meet the budget. So that's why this particular hour has a $2,000 goal. And Cheryl, we have raised, with your help, dear listener, $130 toward that $2,000 goal. So thank you very much if you've called in your pledge already this morning or already during this drive, or maybe you're an ongoing contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you very much. Right now, we're talking to you. If you haven't yet made that call, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And Joy, when you were talking at the top of the hour about the crummy weather that's coming our way this weekend, it made me think about our cruise of ideas. In the nice sunny June, the 30th of June, hopefully sunny, wonderful day, we will have a cruise on Lake Monona here in Madison. And Joy will be there, Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca, I'll be there, a few other people from Wisconsin Public Radio, and we would love for you to be there. With a pledge of $120, $100 per month. That's
$1,200.
Thank you, Joy. Per year. You can break it down however you like. You will get a pair of tickets, two tickets to the Cruise of Ideas. There'll be food, there'll be entertainment of a sort, Wisconsin Public Radio quizzes. It should be a whole lot of fun, and dessert, I think, at Larry's house afterwards, Joy. We've done these in the past, and they've sold out. They've been wonderful, and we hope to see you there with, again, your pledge of $1,200 per year to Wisconsin Public Radio.
We have 25 pairs of tickets to this cruise of ideas. A couple of those pairs of tickets were snatched up yesterday, but still time for you and room for you on the cruise of ideas for a pledge of $100 a month or $1,200, a pair of tickets to the Cruise of Ideas on Saturday, June 30th, here in Madison on Lake Monona. And that also happens to be the weekend of Rhythm and Booms in Madison. So if you want to make it a weekend, you can watch that spectacular fireworks celebration that evening. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call with a pledge of any amount to help support the programs that you're listening to on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Please support a service that you listen to, that you value, because this is listener-supported radio. Cheryl, thanks very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And we will talk with our guest after we check the weather, and we will open the lines for your questions about and your votes for or against a proposed referendum question that passed a state assembly committee yesterday that would ask you as a voter if you want Wisconsin to require a photo ID at the polls. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February the 23rd. When you go to the polls to vote, do you think it's unreasonable to have someone ask you to show a photo ID? Do you think requiring voters to prove who they say they are is unnecessary or disenfranchising? Or do you think it's only common sense, since you need to show an ID for just about everything else? Governor Doyle has vetoed three bills sent to him by past legislatures that would have required a photo ID to vote. But now a state assembly committee has passed a resolution that would put this question to you, the voter, in a referendum. This would bypass Governor Doyle's veto pen. We will talk with the author of this resolution, and we welcome your questions for him and your views on this, on the photo voter ID issue. 1-800-642-1234. That's the call-in number. You can vote in our referendum this hour. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our guest is Jeff Stone, a Republican state representative from Greendale. He is author of Assembly Joint Resolution 17, which requires voters to show a state or federal photo ID at the polls before voting. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why put this on the ballot as a referendum question?
Well, as you said, there were multiple attempts made to change our voting system through legislative process, the normal legislative process. And we sent several versions of a bill to the governor's desk, and they were vetoed. But there's still overwhelming support for, as you know, one of the ways you stated this, you might perceive this as it's a common sense reform of our voting system. And those attempts failed legislatively. But I think the people of the state generally agree that this is a reasonable requirement in order to improve the integrity of our voting system.
Well, the governor and others, though, are worried that this is a solution to a problem that doesn't exist and would only discourage some people from voting.
Well, I think that when you look at our voting right, I think people want to know that we have a fair system and an accurate system that allows everyone to vote and for each vote, each person to vote once. Over the last few years, what we've seen is that there have been there are cases documented, particularly in Milwaukee, because there was a lot of focus on Milwaukee, but we know that this has occurred around the state, where we've had hundreds of people vote who shouldn't have voted, for example, felons who did not have the right to vote. We have also documented cases of hundreds of people who either double voted or voted in the names of people who likely did not vote.
Yeah. Now the photo ID thing wouldn't stop a felon from voting, though, would it?
Probably that in and of itself won't. There's other changes that have been made in the laws and that will begin to track those that have had their voting rights suspended. So probably the combination of the two would what it will really help with in that case is the prosecution of people who vote in that type of case in a fraudulent way.
And have there really been hundreds of cases, documented cases, of people double voting?
There was a report that was issued by District Attorney McCann along with the U.S. Attorney Biskupic in Milwaukee that cites hundreds of people or votes being cast that were either fraudulent or improper.
Yeah. What about those who say voting is a right, and we want to encourage people to vote, not discourage people from voting?
You know, I think that's true. I think we want to have every person that can vote, but we also need to have a system that protects the integrity of each vote. For every person for every vote that's cast that's improper, that really has the effect of disenfranchising a voter who voted properly. You know, we wouldn't expect or accept inaccuracies in our bank account. You know, every week or every month we get a statement that balances to the penny from our bank, and that's what we expect. I think we can expect that same type of accuracy in our election system. And I think we can build an election system that works in that way.
What about this study that I read about, some report that was issued recently that said that minorities in particular, this was from Ohio State University, I believe, that in states that require a photo ID, it drives down voter turnout, especially among minority voters.
Well, it's interesting that I haven't gotten to see that report, but Representative Kessler from Milwaukee brought that up in the hearing yesterday in the Capitol. And one of the questions I guess I have is, and really his point was that somehow supporters of this resolution are trying to discourage blacks and Hispanics from voting because they vote as Democrats, mm-hmm. most likely. But when you look around the country, these requirements are in place, or similar requirements are in place in states like Illinois, Massachusetts, California, Oregon, states that you don't really think of as being, they're actually very Democratic states. And so I think to say that somehow this resolution is being presented as something to discourage Democratic voters is really not accurate. It's really about building a system that's fair and accurate. And Wisconsin overall has a very open voting system. The fatal flaw in our system is a combination of same-day registration along with a lack of proper identification. That makes our system very susceptible to fraud and errors and abuse.
Lots of callers who want to talk with you about this. John in Verona is first. Hi, John.
Yeah, good morning. The thing of it is, it's a right, but it's also a privilege. If you don't have the ambition to get a photo, then you probably didn't figure out who the devil's running that vote properly. I mean, they put these ads on the radio, and it's a bunch of bunk. If you don't do any research on it, you walk in there, you don't know who the devil you're voting for.
Yeah. Well, John says, you know, you should be able to get a photo ID. But what about Representative Stone, the argument that, you know, my elderly mother in the nursing home who doesn't drive or have a photo ID, it's not so easy for her?
Well, and that's an argument that Governor Doyle made in the past when we approached this legislatively. In those legislative proposals, we made exemptions for people that were in nursing homes, were not able to get out and get a photo ID. But in addition, currently 95% of the eligible voters in the state have a photo ID issued by Wisconsin. And in order to have this ultimately be constitutional under the U.S. Constitution, you have to have a system for people who cannot afford an ID to obtain one. And that would be accomplished legislatively if our Constitution is changed in this way. You have to have a system that allows for people to obtain an ID without a cost. Otherwise, you have a poll tax, which we all know is unconstitutional. The goal here is to have a fair constitutional system.
So John in Verona votes yes on voter photo ID. Larry in Madison, I think you're going to vote no, right?
I vote no. Mm-hmm. I would like to say this cure is worse than the disease. Federal investigators regarding the 2004 Milwaukee election investigated allegations of fraud, and they found no evidence of fraud in Milwaukee.
No, that's not true, Larry.
Well, it is true. Look at the Wisconsin State Journal of August 23rd of 2005, sir.
Well,
let me finish.
Larry,
briefly finish your comment.
Law enforcement investigated November 2004 elections in Madison. They had 1,194 suspected fraudulent votes. When the investigation ended, they concluded that perhaps 15 of those were fraudulent. The rest were innocent mistakes, such as the voter writing down the wrong address.
Right. So these were not necessarily fraudulent votes, but a lot of mistakes, Representative Stone.
Well, there's a summary of findings that's actually in the report that was issued by U.S. Attorney General. It says that, among other things, 100 individuals double voted, that 200 felon voted when they're not eligible to do some, that 65 names were people that were names that were put on voting registered because people were compensated to register voters. Those 65 names were not real voters. So there's a number of cases of fraud that occurred that were documented and put into a report from the U.S. Attorney. So to say that there weren't fraudulent activities is just not in keeping with the report. But I think the bigger question is whether those other things occurred. Can we have a system that's fair and works? And in this case, do the people of the state of Wisconsin deserve the chance to vote on this issue, I think is the really the pressing question at this point in time.
We will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking with Jeff Stone, a Republican state representative from Greendale, author of Assembly Joint Resolution 17, which passed an assembly committee yesterday. It would put the photo voter ID question on the ballot, a referendum question for you to decide. Should we require in Wisconsin a photo ID before you vote? We'll talk more about this after the news. Let me remind you that we are asking for your pledges of support to Wisconsin Public Radio throughout this hour at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge on the web at WPR.org. Any amount, any contribution, welcome and needed. And if you'd like it, we will send you as a thank you gift the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory, so you can contact your lawmaker about these issues. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:35 on this Friday, February the 23rd, and we're talking about a resolution that passed an assembly committee yesterday. It would put on the ballot as a referendum question whether or not Wisconsin should require a voter ID, a photo voter ID, before you vote. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We are talking with the author of this resolution, Jeff Stone, Republican State Representative from Greendale, and we're taking your questions and views on this issue. So far, we had one caller who supported photo IDs at the polls and one who did not. Ray in New London is next. Hi, Ray. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Ray.
I just wanted to comment on this bill. I think it's a really good idea. I figure if you have to have a photo ID in order to purchase alcohol and tobacco products, that you should have a photo ID. If you were, for everybody who's going to be casting a vote, that's going to create rules and laws that are going to run our lives. And for people that don't want the photo ID, I suggest that maybe they just give everybody a blank check to their own personal bank account and see how much money someone can withdraw up there without having the photo ID to prove who they are.
Representative Stone, a reaction?
Well, I think Ray makes a very good point that to do almost anything in society now, you have to have proper identification. And this, the interesting element here is that, you know, a lot of concern is expressed about people who don't have a photo ID that will disenfranchise them. But under, you know, our proposals that we've forwarded, people who don't have currently have a photo ID would be able to obtain one at no cost. And hopefully a lot of people that maybe are on the fringes of society would have the proper identification to access, you know, some of the resources that are out there to help people. So in the larger scheme of things, I think we're doing something that really might help people become more engaged and give them some of the tools they need to participate more fully.
Thanks to Ray. Ruth in Madison is with us now. Hi, Ruth.
Yeah, good morning. Got a couple questions, a couple comments and a question. First of all, people move usually the first or last weekend of the month, and, of course, the first Tuesday you vote. So right after you might have moved that weekend or on several weekends, because voting is a several, you know, times a year kind of thing. And also, if a person got married, now they can't get their driver's license updated until their Social Security card is updated. So, again, you got the first week of the month you're in the Social Security office, which is going to be one of the busiest times of the month, in order to get your ID updated so that you can, your Social Security card, so that you can go to the DMV so that you can get your photo ID updated. So that, to me, sounds kind of prohibitive, and it also sounds unfair because if I'm in Europe and I write for an absentee ballot, will I be sending my photo ID, and if so, who will they be comparing it to, the postman, or will our absentee ballots exempt?
Yeah, we get you, Ruth. It sounds like a hassle, Representative Stone.
Well, yeah, one of the things that I think Ruth may not know is that there's no requirement that the photo ID have the current address. It needs to be a current ID, but the address can be different because under Wisconsin law, you can have moved and still be eligible to vote. Some states, you have to register for an election up to 3 weeks or more before the election at the proper address or you're ineligible to vote. But because of the open system that we have, all the ID is really to do is to convey your name and also make sure that there's a check for the poll worker to know that you're the person that you're saying you are.
Thank you, Ruth. Bob and Nina is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Joy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning,
Bob. Cell phone here. I think you're trying to cure a problem with a hand grenade instead of just tweaking some problems. Up in Nina and in New London, I even don't even know why Ray even called if he votes that much, but up here, for everybody that votes, everybody knows each other, and all the poll workers know each other, and they just go right to the book and verify that, you know, who you are, and, you know, you log in and vote. And I'm guessing that you're talking about Milwaukee. I understand Milwaukee has some problems, but you have not mentioned, you've not verified that anybody else has any problems other than the big cities. The small cities, the small towns, and small villages don't need a hand grenade to fix something that is going on in a bigger city.
Yeah. So just make Milwaukee do it, Representative Stone.
Well, that wouldn't fly very well either. I think we want to have a system that's the same for everyone and fair for everyone. It's kind of interesting. You know, Bob's position is, gee, everybody knows who everybody is. There's no problem. Ruth's position is people move all the time, and they don't have the time to get a new ID. You know, if you've just moved, nobody's going to know who you are. So the reality is we need a system that's consistent for everyone. And what's the challenge in Wisconsin is that fact that we do allow that same-day registration along with the lack of a photo ID. This is something that balances, you know, the general openness of our system that I think works well for people with a system that allows the poll workers who, you know, come in 1 or 2 days a year and need to know how to properly identify people and record them. It gives them a single source that's easy and clear for them to understand. I think ultimately it makes our election process much more simple, both for the voters and for the people who have to administer our elections.
Thanks, Bob. Scott in Menasha, good morning.
Good morning. I don't see nothing wrong with that. It can't be too hard to get an ID, and I don't think a lot of people don't have them. And I don't know, because of the way I think, maybe if we had a photo ID in rule now, we wouldn't have this idiot in office wrecking America.
Well, that aside, it sounds like, at least so far with our callers, Representative Stone, that, you know, we've kind of evenly split here. You're fairly convinced if this referendum question were placed on the ballot that it would pass, what, overwhelmingly?
Yeah, I think that you would see probably, you know, usually it's considered a landslide if you get more than 60% of the vote. I think you would see probably 70 to 80% of the people in the state of Wisconsin believe that this is a reasonable way to ensure the integrity of our elections. At the end of the day, Joy, I think people want to know that our elections are fair, that everyone who's eligible to vote can, and that they're accurate.
Yeah.
And if we do that, people will have more faith in their government.
One more for you, Michael in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning. I'm voting no against, or I would vote no against this referendum. You know, politics is just a dirty game. There's no getting around it. We have the representative keep talking about fair elections. These elections aren't fair. Swift boat veterans against the war, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. You have every kind of end run that both parties can conceive to try and skew elections. And I think that this is just another attempted an end run to skew the election results. Yeah. That's the way I see it.
Well, thank you for the call. Let me kind of conclude a little bit with this, Representative Stone. There are those who think that Republicans only want this to pass because this would discourage the poor and elderly and homeless and minorities, people who might be less likely to have a photo ID, that would keep them away from the polls, benefiting Republicans, since the conventional wisdom is that these groups usually vote for Democrats. On the other side, Democrats certainly are resisting this, maybe because of that very thing.
Well, like I said, I don't think that this is something that, as we've seen around the country, other states have provisions that I believe could be just as prohibitive of keeping certain people to vote. I think that if we do this properly, we design a system that makes it very accessible and helps people in our state to participate and become engaged. I guess the one thing that I disagree with Michael on is there's a difference between having rhetoric, or trying to confuse people with what's said in elections, and I'll agree that happens on a regular basis, unfortunately. But the actual process of who votes, the legal process of who's eligible to vote, how we record those votes, I think that's something that we can have laws that make it a fair playing field for everyone. And at the end of the day, that's what we need to do. And I think people in our state can make a good determination about whether this is a good idea. And I'm hopeful that that they get a chance to cast their vote on this issue.
Yeah, the full assembly may take this up next week, and it's likely to pass?
Yeah, it will pass the assembly, I believe, next Thursday.
And the Senate, though, is a different story.
Right, and I think that's a question people in the state have to ask themselves. Is this a question that they understand and that they should have the opportunity to express themselves on? We've tried to make changes legislatively, haven't come to an agreement that's acceptable to the legislature and the governor. I think it's an issue that the people of the state deserve the right to cast a vote on and speak on.
We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Jeff Stone, Republican State Representative from Greendale, author of Assembly Joint Resolution 17, the resolution that would put on the ballot as a referendum question this question as to whether voters in Wisconsin should have to show a photo ID before voting. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7, I could use the help of our next guest. He is an organizational consultant, an expert who has written a book on how you can live a richer life with less stuff, how to declutter your life. And we will talk about doing that in our next hour. Looking forward to that, and looking forward right now to talking some more with Cheryl Gasser, Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hi, Joy. Glad to be back. We are here in our winter pledge drive to ask for your financial support to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong, to keep programs like Joy's on the air. Quality costs. We know that the guests, the callers, you callers are the best in the nation. We hear that frequently from our guests. And it takes money. The telephone lines, keeping the lights on, booking the guests, it all costs. And so we are able to do that with financial support from listeners like you. The number to call, 800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org, and we have a goal this hour, Joy, of $2,000.
And we are well on our way toward that goal, but still could use your pledge, $772. That's an interesting amount, $772 pledged so far this hour from listeners like you who are contributing to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, who are helping to pay the bills, who are helping to support a service that they value. You can join them at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge on the web, WPR.org. Pledge any amount. It all helps. It all goes into the same pot to pay for the bills around here. And every pledge, Cheryl, this hour, if you'd like it, we'll send you the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory with all sorts of information in there.
It will tell you how to contact both your state and congressional leaders, their phone numbers, their websites, their email, district maps. It tells you everything that you want to know to contact each and every one of your representatives. It's our way of saying thank you to you. We know that you care about politics. because you're a political junkie, because you stay up to date on the news of the day and what's going on in state and national politics on Wisconsin Public Radio and particularly on Joy's program, pledge now during this hour. And again, you can ask for that legislative and congressional directory coming your way as our way of saying thank you. You can pledge online, WPR.org, or call and talk with a volunteer at 1-800-383-9772.
We heard Representative Stone talk about how this resolution that would put the photo ID bill on a referendum question in the state of Wisconsin is likely to pass in the state assembly next week on Thursday. This will be taken up. Its fate is less clear in the Senate. It's expected it probably will be defeated in the Senate. And he was saying, you know, I think voters should let their elected representatives know how they feel about this particular bill. Well, you can use something like this legislative directory and congressional directory to look up the phone number and give your lawmaker a call and tell him how him or her, how you feel about a particular bill. I see Jeff Stone's number is listed in here. You can call him up if you want to. 1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call to make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up a copy of this directory if you'd like it. 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org.
We come to you just three times a year to ask for your support, and it's so crucial. Listener support is the most important source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. We simply could not do what we do without you. So thank you so much. If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but if you haven't yet made the call or gone on the web, now is the time. WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772. Want to make that goal, want to exceed that goal if we can, this hour of $2,000.
Thanks to Ryan in Ellsworth who called in a pledge this hour. Thank you very much, Ryan. He says he's been listening now for a year and a half and he listens every morning. Well, thank you very much. I'm happy that you listen every morning and that you have decided to call in a pledge. What about you? How long have you been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio? Some have been listening for years and years and years and years and have been contributing for years and years and years and years. Thank you so very much if that is the case. Maybe you're a newer listener to Wisconsin Public Radio and you didn't know that we are listener-supported radio, and now you do. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
We also know, Joy, that about 1 in 10 listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio is actually a member and contributes. So there's definitely room for growth. The 9 of the 10 of you out there who are not members of Wisconsin Public Radio yet, we are talking to you. We want to welcome you into the Wisconsin Public Radio family. If you're listening online or busy at work, you can pledge on the web. It's safe and secure. Quick and easy, WPR.org. Or if you'd prefer, talk to a volunteer, 1-800-383-9772.
Well, it's interesting, Cheryl. We have had 9 people calling in this hour with pledges of support. So this hour so far, 9 listeners calling in pledges of support. 7 of them are brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's
so that's
terrific.
Wonderful. That's probably one of the biggest intensive pledge drives like this one is to reach out to new members of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you renew through the mail, thank you very much. Maybe you do renew during these pledge drives. Thank you very much. Right now, though, if you've never made a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, we hope that you will right now. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. $782 now raised toward that $2,000 goal. So we're inching our way toward that $2,000 goal with about 6 more minutes in the hour to reach it. 1-800-383-9772.
The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, right around $120. Break that down into $10 a month. And for a pledge of $10 or more per month, you will get not only the wonderful programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but also the member benefit card. It looks like a credit card, but it actually saves you money. It entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees around the state of Wisconsin at many, many restaurants. Also, 2-to-1, 2-for-1 admission to many cultural events, museums, symphonies, and the like. Our way of saying thank you to you for becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or online WPR.org.
Cheryl, I enjoy talking about politics with our lawmakers and our elected representatives, and like we just did in this past hour, talking with Jeff Stone, who is a state representative from Greendale. We talked about this voter ID bill. We have talked about this issue in the past from guests from both sides of the political aisle. We certainly do try to find you a wide variety of guests, balanced perspectives. We try to find guests from all different perspectives to talk with you about the issues of the day. So you can make up your mind on how you might feel about a certain public policy issue or a proposed change. And I really enjoy the fact that you can call in and voice your opinion on these particular bills like this one and tell your elected representative what you think about something or ask your own questions of our guests. It's really a nice statewide forum. We get to hear from people all over the state of Wisconsin. It's like a town hall meeting of the air, mm-hmm. and it really is a lot of fun to host these forums because I think they make a difference, and I hope you do too. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge your support. Contribute to this service. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Think of all the politics that you hear on Joy's show. Fridays at 8, we've got the ever-popular Week in Review, taking a look back at the week in politics. Mondays at 7, we now have the State Capitol Report, often looking ahead to what will be going on under the Capitol Dome in coming days. We cover candidates for statewide office, like mm-hmm. the Wisconsin Supreme Court election that was held recently. We talk about state and national politics on a regular basis. And if you care about politics, this show, Joy's program, it's the place to be. For all of those reasons and many, many more, make your pledge now. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online WPR.org.
And remember, any pledge, any contribution, no matter how what the size of that contribution, if you would like it, we will send you as a thank you this 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory, which tells you who your representative is. It talks about all of the 2 U.S. senators, all of the congressional representatives from around Wisconsin, all of your state legislative representatives, assembly and Senate all over Wisconsin, and how to get a hold of them. It includes various maps of the various legislative districts, and it's a handy little guide if you want to be in contact with your elected representatives. Yours for a pledge of any amount at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And when you call, a volunteer will pick up the phone, ask you who you are, how much you'd like to contribute. They'll walk you through the process. It's quick. It takes 2-3 minutes or so, and you'll let them know how you'd like to contribute. We can make it as easy as possible. You can send us a check. We can send you a bill. You can pay over the phone with a credit card. We can set up monthly installments from your checking account. It's easy. It's quick. It's safe, and you've done your part becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, a listener supporter, 1-800-383-9772.
$923 raised so far toward that $2,000 goal. Thank you if you've called in your pledge, and thank you if you're calling it in right now. I love to hear the phones ringing. We certainly hope to reach that $2,000 goal with your help, with your pledge at 1-800-383-9772. Just a minute to go, Cheryl.
We could do it if one person called in and wanted the cruise of ideas. This is a cruise on the 30th of June with Joy and Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca. They'll all be there. There's food, there's drink, there's Wisconsin Public Radio trivia. Yours for a pledge, 2 tickets, yours for a pledge of $1,200 a year. Break it down monthly, $100. Again, that would help us. It would help us reach our goal. It would help you get to mix and mingle. It's a great event, and we hope to see you there. 800-383-9772 or online WPR.org.
And I do. This was a fun cruise last summer. We did it last summer. The boat sold out. We have 25 pairs of tickets available for this summer's cruise, June 30th, a Saturday night. $1,200 pledge, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks to all of you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.